God knows you don't enjoy facing temptations, but He wants you to see how He is changing your life in a positive way. There are some good things about temptation that you need to remind yourself of. Man has had to battle temptation as far back as the Garden of Eden. Being tempted is not a new thing to a Christian. Every Christian who has ever lived has been tempted. Sometimes when you and I are tempted, it seems that there is no way we can defeat that temptation. You may have even prayed, "God, don't allow me to be tempted so I won't sin." But did you know that there are some good things about temptation? You have a choice of being defeated by temptation or using it as a foundation for victory. One of the greatest joys you can realize in your life is that God can take something that has the potential to defeat you and use it to give you victory and glory for Him. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, you can find at least 7 good things about temptation. The verse says, "No temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so you can stand up under it." What a wonderful verse of Scripture for God to give to us. The first good thing about temptation is that your temptation is not something new. When you are tempted to do or say something that you shouldn't, you may feel like you are the only one struggling with this. You may begin to feel odd or different from others because you're tempted in a certain area. God tells us that the temptations we face are common to everyone. You need to realize that a great number of people know what you're feeling in this situation. You are not the first, nor will you be the last, to experience the type of temptation you face. Other people have faced the same type of temptation you face without giving in. Just knowing that we are not the only ones to face the type of temptation we face is grounds for rejoicing. But to know that there are people in the world who have conquered these temptations gives us hope that we can overcome them too. If you will look around, you'll find someone who has gained victory in an area where you are being tempted. And I'm sure they would be more than willing to help you conquer that temptation. 3 of the greatest words ever written make up the second good thing about temptation. They are, "God is faithful." If I had nothing else to give me hope, these 3 words would give me the assurance I need. Temptation is a battle that goes on in our lives continually. How are you going to fight that never-ending battle? And more importantly, how can you win against the onslaught of constant temptation? The answer is found in the faithfulness of God. In James chapter 1, verse 13, it tells us, "God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does He tempt anyone." But in verse 14, it says, "Each one is tempted when, by his own evil desire, he is dragged away and enticed." God is faithful. He can be trusted even when we are not faithful. When we are seized because of our own evil desires, God is faithful to us. In Yellowstone National Park, there are many geysers, but only one is named Old Faithful. It's called Old Faithful because it demonstrates consistency. It acts in a predictable way. In understanding God's faithfulness, we can look back in our lives and we will find that God has never let us down. God has promised to be faithful to you in times of temptation, and one way He demonstrates His faithfulness is also the third good thing about temptation. Christian friend, God sets the limits on the level of temptation in your life. He promised He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. It is important to remember that God never promised that we would not be tempted. He never promised that the temptation we face would be easy to resist. But God has promised that He has set the limits on that level of temptation in our lives. God knows the level of temptation we can resist, and He expects us to resist to that level. So when you complain after failing and giving in to temptation and make statements like, "I just couldn't help myself. The temptation was too strong for me," realize that God set the limits. Maybe you just didn't trust Him. The next time you find yourself up against a strong temptation, acknowledge God and trust Him to know your limits. You will find that you can have victory if you continue to resist temptation. The fourth good thing about temptation is that you know it's coming. 1 Corinthians 10:13 tells us to expect temptation. It says, "When you are tempted, not if, but when, you can expect it." Someone has said to be forewarned is to be forearmed. That is true for the Christian. We are all susceptible to temptations that take us by surprise. If we know that we are going to be tempted every day, then we can prepare ourselves. One way you can prepare for temptation is to evaluate your day every morning. Try to anticipate the temptations you will face. Ask God to help you anticipate those temptations and to give you wisdom in dealing with them. The fifth good thing about temptation is when you are tempted, God will provide a way out. He has promised that He will provide an exit, a way of escape when temptation has you cornered. He has not promised multiple exits, but He has promised a way out of every temptation we face. We must look for His exit. When you are being tempted and you cannot find a way out, ask God to show you an exit now. He has promised to answer a prayer like that. The sixth good thing about temptation is that God has promised to help us stand up under it. Many times we want immediate relief from the temptation. We may pray that God would take away the temptation, but God has promised us strength to stand. Jesus was tempted. After 40 days in the wilderness, Satan really poured on the pressure, but Jesus stood up under it. He used the Word of God to battle against the temptation he faced. You can use God's Word as a source of strength and encouragement in times of temptation. The seventh good thing about temptation is that it builds character in our lives and gives us maturity as Christians. God wants to conform you to the image of Christ. That is not a quick and easy process. When you trust God and experience victory over a temptation you face, it builds character and maturity in your life. God knows you don't enjoy facing temptations, but He wants you to see how He is changing your life in a positive way. There are some good things about temptation that you need to remind yourself of, that the temptations you face are not new. God is faithful. You can count on Him. God will not allow you to face temptations you cannot resist. Since you know temptations are coming, you can prepare yourself to resist them. When you are tempted, God always provides a way out. You can stand up under the pressure of temptation. And remember this above all, God uses pressure in your life to build character.